save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
And I just want someone to be there for me.
You were in it 100%. You wanted to try and find love.
More than ever, I know that I'm worth being loved.
Please welcome Lizzie Sobanoff.
Mate, let's dive right in. Lizzie, we saw you finally reappear. Your second crack at it, back-to-back seasons. How are you feeling, buddy, after seeing last night's episode?
I liked last night's episode.
Yeah, so did I.
I thought it was very sweet. Mm. I liked it.
Can I just jump in first and just say, love the brunette hair.
Over
the blonde. Baby, you look so... Not that you didn't look gorgeous last season, but this, I just think with the brown hair, you just look so beautiful last night.
It's a bit softer this time.
It is.
A bit softer.
Yeah.
I like it too, Liz. Hey, mate, quick question. I think it's pretty obvious that John couldn't coach his own arse to fart, let alone set up a relationship. Why are you back on the show? They don't last. Why are you back on the show?
Here's the thing. I feel like I'm very open-minded. And I feel like there was so much focus on just my appearance, the cheating, like everything about when everyone forgot that I was there to meet someone. And, you know, I'm very optimistic as well. So
now, did you get approached to go back on, or did you apply again?
Hit resubmit.
They did ask me.
They asked you. Did you think about it for long, or were you pretty keen just to jump straight back in?
It was automatic, yes.
Oh, right.
And how did your, because obviously last night we saw that your mum and dad, they're obviously very protective of you. They don't want the same thing to happen as it happened last year. How did they take the news when you said that you're going back on the show?
You see, I have a really close support system with friends and family, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're always going to be there for me, but they're always, I guess it's kind of Lizzie's way or the highway, to be honest.
That's a good way to start a relationship.
Lizzie's way or the highway. No, I was very much like, I'm going to go do it again.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I think my dad was more like, oh, far out, Lizzie. Why? And I'm like, you know what? I want to give it a really good go. And I felt like every worst situation that could ever have happened to me last year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, if it does happen again, I have the coping tools to get through it. I'm just forever optimistic.
One of our team members pointed out this morning that old Sammy from last season has reappeared on socials and stuff again. Has he reached out over the past 12 months of all? Have you ever bumped into him or anything?
Oh, God, no. Thank God I haven't.
What would you say to him if you did run into old Sam?
There would be nothing to say.
Mm.
There would be absolutely nothing to say. It's very done and dusted and... Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to say on that.
I don't know. I find the TV show, a lot of people watch it just for the car crash stuff, the fights and the scraps and not actually caring about the relationships. I'll put my hand up, I'm in that basket. But when you take friends and stuff, you're going on this show, are you a little embarrassed by the whole concept or are you just sort of, whatever, it's TV and I get some followers and stuff out of it?
No, sometimes I'm a little bit like, oh, God, like, really? And I have car crash moments when I look back at it.
Do you guys get to see the episodes obviously before they air? Or are you watching it
no,
as it gets aired?
No, you don't. You watch it as it airs. So when everyone else is seeing it, you're seeing it. So that even regards what happened to me last year, I knew nothing that was being said about me or what was happening.
Okay.
I saw that all at the end when you guys saw it.
Right. Mm. Now, just, I mean, I've come across this rumor and I do, now that we've got you on the phone, I was like, let's clarify this. A maths fan theory is that yourself and the same-sex bride, Tash, from this season, are a couple at the moment.
Tash or Amanda?
Tash.
Both. Either. Which one? Take your choice.
Both. I do like men.
Yeah.
But
do you know where this? Do you know where this would have come from?
It came from a photo that Amanda and I both had beautiful Swarovski crystals on our nails, and she was wearing her nice, I think she had a Versace ring on, and I was complimenting her nails and ring, and she's like, I love your nails and ring, and we're like, let's be cute and girly.
Did you have a kiss?
Oh, jeez.
No.
Well, I just thought that maybe that might have been
I get it.
I love these.
That's a little too far with the cute girly thing.
What's one of the weirdest sort of, weirdest or craziest sort of rumours that you've seen in one of these magazines that they've tried to pass off as true?
I do like there was one, this wasn't in the magazine, but this was just someone was writing all over Instagram that I walked into a shop when I was screaming and demanding that people look after me and all this sort of jazz. And I thought that was quite odd.
What's the best thing you've scored for free in the last 12 months from being on Maths?
Beautiful outfits.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you would have said love.
Some really gorgeous. Okay,
well, she didn't get love, mate. don't rub it in.
Well, hang on.
It was a prick.
Going through now.
Well, I just cannot wait to just watch all this unfold and see you actually find love and be happy for once.
Lizzie, good to chat to you, mate. Thank you very much. Good to see you on this season, and we look forward to it unfolding.
Thank you, guys.
See you, mate.
Save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.